USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of senators have reached an agreement with senior White House aides on the framework of an infrastructure spending bill ahead of a Thursday meeting with President Biden. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins told reporters that there are still details that need to be worked out, including how to pay for the $1.2 trillion package. The announcement on the framework comes as Congress prepares to take a two-week recess for the Independence Day holiday, and as some Democrats work on crafting a $6 trillion package that would include spending for things like child care, changes to Medicare, and climate change, and will be paid for by tax hikes on the wealthy. And a CDC advisory committee said Wednesday that there's a likely association between cases of heart inflammation in some adolescents and young adults and the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices says that the benefits of vaccination outweigh the risks, given the incidents are extremely rare and usually exhibit mild symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Amid a rise in gun violence across the country, President Biden announced a series of measures Wednesday that the administration will take aimed at curtailing the flow of firearms to criminals. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the ATF will revoke the license of gun dealers who don't follow federal law.
We will hold gun dealers that break the rules accountable for their actions. Most federally licensed firearms dealers operate legally in selling guns to individuals who have passed background checks. But those dealers that willfully violate the law increase the risk that guns will fall into the wrong hands.
The president also announced steps to help municipalities hire more police officers by using COVID recovery funds and pushed Congress to pass more gun control measures. Republicans have criticized the announcement, saying the president's proposals won't address the problem, and blaming the spike in violence in many American cities on Democratic efforts to defund police departments. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The White House announced Wednesday that Vice President Kamala Harris will make her first visit to the southern border amid criticism that she hadn't yet visited after being tapped by President Biden to head the administration's response to the border crisis. Tim Berg has more.
The White House announces Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to El Paso, Texas, along the U.S.-Mexico border this Friday, along with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz points out on Fox News that the vice president isn't going where most of the border crossings occur.
She's going where the height of the problem isn't. Let me tell you what Kamala needs to do. Kamala, you need to go to the Rio Grande Valley. Kamala, you need to go to McAllen. Kamala, you need to go to the Donna Tent Facility, which is the tent city your administration has built that is massively over capacity, that has kids in cages.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And 5 people were hospitalized after a pedestrian bridge collapsed in Washington, D.C. The span over DC 295 collapsed just before noon on Wednesday, dropping into the busy highway. Safety officials believe that the collapse was caused by a truck colliding with the bridge and pushing it off its moorings. At least 5 other cars were then involved in the crash. All lanes of the highway could be closed through Thursday as crews worked to remove the bridge from the road. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.